Minute Review, presented by Bromo Seltzer, the dependable relief for so many kinds of headaches.
Give me velvet lights and sweet music, and you in my arms.
Tonight, Bromo Seltzer brings you a new 1935 edition of the Intimate Review. In addition to Jane Froman, Al Goodman and his Bromo Seltzer Orchestra, we also have a surprise for you, a new master of ceremonies, Bob Hope. But before I turn the microphone over to Bob, Al Goodman is going to play Stay As Sweet As You Are. Now it gives me great pleasure to introduce our guest master of ceremonies, Bob Hope, whom you'll no doubt remember from many Broadway hits, Ballyhoo of 1932, that beautiful operetta, Roberta, and the comedy star of that current laugh hit now on Broadway, Say When, Bob Hope.
Thanks, Fred. Thanks a lot for that beautiful introduction, but you stopped too soon. You forgot to mention some of the other shows I've been in.
You should thank me again, Bob. I saw those shows.
Ah, nice chummy program you folks have here. I should have brought my brass knuckles. In case anybody came in late, this is the Bromo Seltzer Intimate Review. It's quite a show. In fact, it's the biggest intimate review I've ever seen. It's really colossal in a small way. Why, right now, the opening number is on. 12 beautiful girls are doing a lovely dance. Of course, you can't hear them. It's a soft shoe dance. And next week, we're going to have the newest sensation, the bubble dance. A girl dancing with a big bubble. However, this being an intimate review, we're cutting it down. A midget with a marble. Now, as you know, we have the beautiful Jane Froman in our review and also Al Goodman and his orchestra. I'm very glad to be here in a show with Al Goodman and his boys. Al's an old friend of mine. We live at the same hotel. Al has one of the better rooms. He has a room with a window. I have a single bed and he has a double bed. Of course, he has to. His orchestra lives with him. but they're up now, and let's listen. Now, what are you going to play, Al?
Love is Just Around the Corner.
Now, I'm sure you've got a better room than I have.
¶¶
Very nice, Al. This is the voice of inexperience, Bob Hope, conducting the Broma Seltzer Intimate Review. Everyone these days is interested in what's doing in society, so I'm going to bring you some of the latest society news. A Newport, Rhode Island, box of matches goes off in Reginald DePeister's hip pocket. No permanent damage, just a flash in the pan. Flash, Miami Beach. Young Tuffy Wellington, missing for 3 days, finally located. Had lost his trunks while bathing and was forced to keep running in and out with the tide. Cash, Larchmont, New York. Clenzo Fermented, prize fighter, marries the heiress to the Van Pelt Millions with the understanding that he cuts out fighting, cuts out all other women, cuts out drinking, and cuts out smoking. When last seen, Clenzo was cutting out paper dolls. Crash, the long-disputed issue as to whether Prince Mike Rubbercheck is one of the 400 has finally been settled. This department is glad to report that Prince Rubbercheck is one of the 400. He's one of the zeros. Well, I guess that's all the society notes for tonight, but wait. The best news of all is just coming in. Our charming songstress, Miss Jane Froman, is going to sing June in January.
It's June in January because I'm in love. It always is spring in my heart with you in my arms. Just white blossoms that fall from above. And there is a reason, my dear, your magical charm. The night is cold, the trees are bare, but I can feel the scent of roses in the air. January, because I'm in love, but only because I'm in love with you. A clouded moon creeps across a clouded sky. Winds of January sigh and moan. And yet it's June, I can see a sky of blue. Dear, a miracle is due to you. Just you, it's June in January.
Drawing up your own private specifications for a good headache remedy, wouldn't you make sure of these points? First, you'd want it reliable, tried, and tested. and you'd want it effective for as many kinds of headaches as possible. You'd want it to act quickly, to do something more than merely relieve the pain. You'd want it to help overcome at least some of the causes of the headache, to counteract harmful accumulations in the blood, because acid accumulation is often a cause, a factor in headaches. To relax and steady your nerves, because nervousness is so often associated with headaches. You'd want it to quickly overcome the effects of overindulgence, because headaches are so frequently a result of too much to eat or too much to drink. And finally, you would not want your ideal headache remedy to contain narcotics, nor to upset the stomach. Now, that sounds like a pretty tough prescription for any product, doesn't it? Well, it is. In fact, there are mighty few products of any kind that would meet it. But Bromo Seltzer will. The one and only Bromo Seltzer meets every one of these points. And, of course, that's the reason that Bromo Seltzer has been America's favorite headache relief for more than 40 years.
I'd like to dunk you in my coffee. This is Bob Hope back again. Al Goodman really played that number for the benefit of those who enjoy the finest things in music. You probably all recognize Mozart's undying melody, I'd like to dunk you in my coffee. Silly idea, telling a girl I'd like to dunk you in my coffee. Can you imagine trying to get Mae West into a demitasse? But seriously, a lot of people look down on dunking, but it's really an art. Did you ever try your hand at dunking, Fred?
Well, never past the first knuckle.
I see. Of the new school of dunkers, huh?
Yes, yes. I always use the straight cruller. I find it keeps the coffee out of my ear.
Oh, a straight cruller, man, eh? I see. Well, how many dunks do you get out of an ordinary cup of coffee with one of those streamlined models?
Well, it all depends on whether you're a dipper or a soaker.
Well, there's something to that, too. But we of the old school of dunkers don't consider the straight cruller sporting. We prefer the old-fashioned donut with a hole, which gives you the advantage of the overlapping grip and plenty of follow-through.
Well, of course, that's just two sides of the story, Bob. Let's ask Al Goodman.
Well, Goodman looks to me like an undercover dunker. How about it, Al?
Well, you two fellows are a couple of fancy dunkers. I just put on my bathing suit, shut my eyes, and dunk.
Uh-huh, an amateur, I see. Well, that's three systems of dunking, ladies and gentlemen. However, for the novice, I think the safest way to begin is to lay the donut on the table and pour the coffee over it. Play Al and lend a little class to the program, please.
Thank you.
we feel that every review should have, along with music and comedy, something of an educational nature. Now, nothing is more educational than travel. And if you are contemplating a trip in the near future, no one is better qualified to help you in your plans than Bob Hope, president of the Hope Travel Agency. But why talk about it? It's 12 o'clock, and Mr. Hope has just arrived at the office.
Ah, that's all right, Miss Benson. I'll take it. Just get over on the other knee. Hello. This is the Hope Travel Agency. What is a tourist? Well, tourists are people who travel all over the world taking snapshots of themselves. Yes, this is Mr. Hope speaking. What? No, Hope. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, Hope. Yes, you spell it with an H, not a D. Yeah, that's right. H as in Harry, O as in Otto, P as in Percy, and E as in Eddie. What? Oh, you know all four of us. I see. You'd like to take a trip? Well, why don't you go to Venice? Oh, I see. The last time you were there, you had trouble crossing the street. Oh, there was a flood. Mm-hmm. But it's very different over there. At night, they set the clock and put out the catfish. What? You don't like Venice? Oh, you don't like the joke. I see. Goodbye. Well, there you are, Miss Benson. Another customer lost. Oh, by the way, what time are we eating your lunch today? Good afternoon, sir. You couldn't have picked a finer time to travel.
I'm here to collect the bill for the furniture company.
As I said before, you couldn't have picked a finer time to travel. Take a chair.
I'm taking them all.
Well, I wish they wouldn't slam the door like that. They're liable to wake up the wolf. Just sit down on the floor, Miss Benson, and take a letter. How do you do, madam? Won't you lie down? We're having the chairs done over.
Oh, Mr. Hope, I'd love to go to Paris, but I can't speak the language.
Oh, it's easy. I took 6 lessons, and already I've forgotten to pay back my debts.
But my husband can't speak French either.
Oh, he doesn't need to. He'll have a lot of fun looking at the pictures.
Mm-hmm. I'm not so sure about Paris. What else would you suggest?
Well, why don't you go to Athens, the home of Plato, Aristotle, and Socrates?
No, I don't care much for those Greek wrestlers.
I see. But Italy is very beautiful with its volcanoes.
Volcanoes?
Yes, you know those big things that steam and fume?
Oh, yes, I married one of them. I've always wanted to go to Egypt to see the Sphinx.
Sphinx?
Oh, the Sphinx knows all. Hears all and sees nothing.
What a bellhop he'd make. Would you like to go to Monte Carlo for the roulette?
No, I think I'll take the subway and go to Brooklyn for the bridge. Good day.
That was a grand slam, Miss Benson. Well, Fred, you tell. Where do you want to go?
Oh, Bob, I want to go where there are beautiful women and soft music. Sparkling wine, whispered words under a starlit sky.
Mm-hmm. Another customer for Brooklyn.
No, Bob. No, I want a ticket to Walla Walla.
A Walla Walla, all right. That'll be $40.
But I've only got 20.
Well, why don't you just go to Walla? Say, you don't have to travel to find beautiful women, soft music, whispered words under a starlit sky. We have all that romance right here with a lovely Jane Froman singing Blue Moon.
Once upon a time, before I took up smiling, I hated the moonlight. Shadows of the night that poets find beguiling seemed flat as a new light. Once I awoke at 7, hating the morning light. Now I awake in heaven, and all the world's all right. Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me and when I look, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue. Now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
The next time you have a headache, or the next time you go to a drugstore to buy a headache remedy, just think of this fact. How many products have stood the test of more than 40 years of service to the public? Well, that's Bromo Seltzer's record. And it's all because Bromo Seltzer is an ideally balanced prescription for headaches. It contains 5 medicinal ingredients, not just one. You take it dissolved in water, and so you get the quickest possible relief from the pain of a headache. And in addition to this, you get other benefits that a remedy which fails to meet your specifications cannot offer. For example, Bromo Seltzer contains refreshing citric salts that rebuild your alkaline reserve and hasten elimination of harmful, toxic accumulations. Another benefit of Bromo Seltzer is that it gently relaxes you, steadies you. Why, you can take a pleasant Bromo Seltzer anytime, anywhere, and before you know it, the pain is gone and you are feeling just like your usual self. No, you don't want to take chances with products that make claim to be just as good as Bromo Seltzer. There just isn't any substitute. And let me remind you, too, that you can take Bromo Seltzer while it's fizzing or wait until the fizzing stops. Either way, it's quick and effective, and you don't have to wait for Bromo Seltzer to dissolve.
Thank you.
Thank you, Al. Every week at the same time, we bring to you a show as sparkling and as easy to take as Bromo Seltzer. Listen next Friday to the Intimate Review, starring James Melton, Al Goodman's orchestra, and Bob Hope. Fred Utell speaking. Thanks for listening, and good night.
Included in tonight's music was Love Is Just Around the Corner and June in January from Here Is My Heart, I'd Like to Dunk You in My Coffee from Calling All Stars, Stay As Sweet As You Are from College Rhythm, and The Man I Love from Strike Up the Band. This is the National Broadcasting Company. WJZ, New York.